Cave Apartment Fire. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. State Emergency Service reporting that firefighters have attended to an apartment fire that was set off by Russian shelling in Kyiv, Ukraine. The Russian bombing of a maternity hospital in Ukraine, resulting in the death of a woman and her newborn. The Associated Press's images of the woman when she was pregnant had captured the world's attention. Ukrainian President Zelensky requesting a meeting with Russian President Putin. U.S. officials saying Russia asked China for military equipment for its invasion of Ukraine. Hundreds of people in Kherson, Ukraine, protesting the Russian invasion.
In Kherson, Russian soldiers fired into a crowd of protesters who are rallying against Russia, sending a strong and a deadly message.
Those people were yelling at those Russian troops to go home, and hundreds of protesters flooding the streets there in Kherson. This was the largest protest since Russian troops occupied that city. It's actually really close to the border that separates Ukraine proper from the Russian annexed peninsula of Crimea. People were speaking out against plans to turn their southern city into a breakaway republic.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Protests happening all over Russia. Rights group OVD reporting that close to 700 Russians were arrested in 36 cities for protesting the invasion. Minnesota Republican Congressman Tom Emmer on Fox reports Sunday blaming the Biden administration's policies for the U.S.'s soaring gas prices.
Their answer is to try and blame anything. I mean, it was transitory for a while. Then it was the greedy corporations for a while. Then they even suggested it was good. It was a good thing. Now somehow it's Putin that's causing inflation.
And Tom Brady is returning to the gridiron. The seven-time Super Bowl champion announcing on Twitter Sunday that he will return as Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, making it Brady's 23rd season in the NFL. Brady previously announcing his retirement almost 2 months ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
China suffering its worst outbreak of COVID-19 cases in 2 years.
China reporting nearly 3,400 daily COVID-19 cases Sunday. That's double the previous day, forcing lockdowns in virus hotspots and school closings in Shanghai. Officials say 19 provinces are battling clusters of the Omicron and Delta variants. The city of Jilin has been partially locked down with hundreds of neighborhoods sealed up, while Yanji, an urban area of nearly 700,000 bordering North Korea, was fully closed off. Last week marked 2 years since the first lockdowns began here in the U.S. because of COVID-19. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
William Hurt, who won a Best Actor Oscar for Kiss of the Spider Woman, has died at the age of 71.
Hurt's family announced that he died peacefully from natural causes a week before his 72nd birthday. He had been fighting terminal prostate cancer, which spread to his bones. William Hurt rose to stardom in the 80s with the films Body Heat, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill.
So what do you think? If you'd been in touch with him, you could have saved his life? You have that kind of effect on the people in your life? Keep them all jolly, do you?
And in 1986, Hurt accepted the Best Actor Oscar for Kiss of the Spider Woman.
I am very proud to be an actor.
William Hurt is survived by 4 children. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Baseball is finally back after a nearly 100-day standstill.
The new deal incorporates 26 amendments to the contract and baseball rules, which includes raising the luxury tax to $230 million in 2022 and then to $244 million over the course of the 5-year agreement. The minimum player salary jumps to $700,000, and teams will now be placed in a lottery for the top 6 picks in the draft. Additionally, the MLB will see the playoffs expand from 10 teams to 12.
Fox's Charles Watson. Teams will now be allowed to display ads on team uniforms and helmets. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.